This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Workers Credit Union's very own Bob Lockett talking about their new branch design, their new out-of-the-box branch designs that has the goal of promoting financial wellness for their members by using various technology AI. They have an AI hologram named Olivia. They also call their branches their planet centers, and they also have a program called Workers Way where they're promoting this financial wellness. So really, really cool stuff here from Bob, so hope you guys check it out. Buddy Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Bob Lockett from Workers Credit Union in the fine state of Massachusetts. Bob, how are you today?
I am doing great. Thank you, Mike.
You are welcome. You are welcome. Hope your summer is going well as we're kind of coming just off the 4th of July holiday, and things are going well, I'm assuming there, right?
They are. Lots of good things going on at Workers, and it's a great time to be here in Massachusetts. So no it's doubt. Great.
Yeah. Speaking of great things that are going on at your credit union, I saw a story in, I think it was Credit Union Business, and I think it's been in other publications as well, about your new branch design that's kind of out of the box thinking, and then it has the goal of promoting financial wellness. So can you tell us a little bit about this branch design? Because there's many layers to this, as we'll get to a bit into the interview, because I don't want to spill the beans quite yet, but give us a quick overview on this design and why it's so out of the box compared to others.
Well, great. Well, so the Planet Financial Wellness Centers are really the culmination of years of research and design to try and create a new environment for our members, an environment that creates an opportunity to just have a dialogue, have a discussion, talk. So our Planet Financial Wellness Centers really are something different. So when you walk in, the first thing you notice is there's no tellers. There's no teller lines. What you are greeted by is a hologram. So Olivia will take your name, and she speaks in four languages and sign language.
Wow.
And what we tried to do, there's a lot of different things that we're trying to do, but I guess the best way to describe it is it's Apple Genius Bar meets Financial Discovery Museum.
Okay.
So you're immediately, you know, you're in someplace different, someplace unique. So you check in with Olivia and she grabs some information. And then the first thing you notice is there's all kinds of interesting things you might want to interact with in the Planet Center. And the first ones that you see are what we call Worker Stonehenge. Okay. So five 8-foot tablets that are displaying various life situations that you might be encountering or going into.
Yeah.
And so we're looking to see what you interact with. Did you go to the screen that's talking about homes or home purchases? Did you go to the screen that's talking about budgeting? So you interact with those. And again, we're learning as part of that process. So if you went to a specific thing, that gives our financial coaches kind of a heads up about what you may be interested in. And then you're greeted by one of our financial coaches who takes you to a booth. It's kind of like a 50s diner, set up so that it's comfortable. It's familiar. It really sets you apart. You're not across from a teller line, or you're there to have a conversation. Right. So that's what the Planet Centers are designed to do.
Okay. Well, let's get back to the hologram, because you had me at the hologram, because we were talking before the recording. When I think hologram, and this is just me, I go back to my childhood and I think of the Princess Leia hologram. So that's where my brain goes. Well, I apologize, but tell me a little bit more about the hologram and why you guys chose that route as opposed to, you know, a human being or some other type of device to get the message out there.
So Olivia is a great champion of Workers Credit Union and the Workers Way. And the first thing you notice is who else has a hologram? So the first thing when you open the door, this is new. This is different. This is not a traditional bank.
Right, right.
So having her be able to speak in multiple languages actually has a very practical aspect. And that, again, we're trying to put people at ease. You know, it's be familiar.
Oh, yeah.
So we did talk a lot about having someone up front. But again, just that here's something brand new, even that you don't have at the Apple Genius Bar.
Right.
Olivia's there, and she's powered by artificial intelligence, so very interactive. Mm-hmm. And so she'll greet you and, again, set you up for your appointment. And it's just a great way to introduce the member or the consumer who's coming in, that this is a new environment. This is something different than what you're used to.
Yeah. And I applaud you guys for doing that, because I mean, it also, not only is it different, but there's a cool factor to it. There's a kind of like, hey, guess what I saw at my credit union today, a hologram. Does your financial institution have a hologram, and does it speak four languages and design language? You know, mm-hmm. So I really applaud you guys on that. So let's get to the financial wellness part of it as well. So you talked about having kind of a consultative environment where you can sit down with a person there at the branch. And so tell me about the financial wellness part of it. How do you guys promote financial wellness in this environment?
Well, sure. Well, that's our whole, our strategy, if you will. Looking back, a few years ago, we saw what everyone else saw. Our environment is changing, and we needed to do something to change with it. And that something was, let's provide a value proposition that's better than service with a much nicer smile and lower rates. So what we landed on was working on financial wellness, financial health. And, you know, when we're looking at the design of the Planet Centers, a lot of behavioral analytics went into that design as well. So once again, without the teller lines, you know you're there to have a discussion and engagement. Now, we can do all the bank transactions. We have a full-service ITM with a video teller that can handle anything. But the Planet Centers are really designed to have that discussion. So when you come in, depending upon what your particular need or aspect is, and it runs the gamut. Mm-hmm. You know, we've really looked at folks. It's financial wellness isn't demographic. Okay, it's not this age band, or it's all of us. It's
everybody, right?
If we've learned anything coming out of COVID, it's that our financial situations are precarious, and things can change on a dime. Mm-hmm. So we have dedicated, and it's not just, in the Planet Centers, we have dedicated financial coaches. But one of the more interesting things is we've got that financial coaching certification to almost over half our employees. So almost everyone is invested in our financial wellness approach.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
So you have the conversation. It can range from, I need help budgeting, to I need to learn about how to buy a house, to I'm in pretty good shape, but how do I optimize my situation for, say, retirement? Or maybe I need to talk about insurance because I need to protect all these assets and mm-hmm. protect my life and auto. So it's a full range of the discussion that's all centered around moving the member, moving the consumer to a better financial place.
Yeah, that's the goal. Yeah, the industry has really taken that financial wellness baton and really sprinted with it this year, big time. So yeah, I'm so glad you guys are reinforcing that as well with this. So how do you see the branch benefiting your credit union because it's so different and it's really going to get people talking, but ultimately your members, how do you see them benefiting as well from this new design?
Well, what's great, again, it's designed to create engagement. It's designed to have a discussion. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when members have an, you know, you can do so much self-service, and we facilitate that as well. But, research has shown that all of us love to become educated online self-service.
Yeah.
But at some point, when it's a really important question, we're social animals. We want to talk with another person. We want to interact. And that's what the Planet Financial Wellness Centers are designed to do. Mm-hmm. So it takes you out of kind of a scary environment, or I'm alone, I'm here at home. And, you know, now we got a whole support system. We got a place that you can go. We can do this all online as well. But if you want to have that interaction, that experience of discussing over a dining room table, the opportunity to have that experience. And that's really what helps the members. And now, from a practical aspect, if they're more comfortable, they're going to make better financial decisions, and they're going to engage more over time with us. So it's a lifetime type of, strategy that we're developing that really focuses on the credit union benefiting by helping our members do well.
And I see it as kind of you're revaluing the branch. You know, I mean, the branch is valuable in itself already, but you guys are really taking it to another level by having this consultative environment and the hologram, the technology and stuff like that as well, because you really kind of taking that value to another level. So again, I applaud you guys for really being so bold and going out there like that. So that's pretty cool.
We might say it's we don't want to eliminate the branch. We want to evolve the branch. It needs to, you know, everyone can do, you know, you can do transactions. And again, we can do them in the Planet Centers, but the purpose of the Planet Centers is for that engagement. Mm-hmm. It's time you want to have a conversation. You want to have an interaction that goes beyond what you can do in a digital channel.
Yep.
That's what Planet Centers are for.
That's cool. That's cool. And based on the story and CU Business, it looks like you guys are doing kind of the same design in your other branches as well. Is that the case?
Well, it actually goes through a range. So the design is very adaptable, but it's very much focused on what that particular community needs and wants. So every branch is going to have elements of the Workers' Way and the Workers' Way approach, but not every branch will have, you know, kind of the full up, the, you know, the Worker Stonehenge type of action. But they're all going to have different levels of it, and it's all focused on the members and the community.
Right. Yeah. This is so cool. I love doing stories like this. So the other thing that kind of came to my mind as I was kind of creating some questions here is we've all been hearing the demise of the branch for years and years and years now, but it seems like you guys are really bucking the trend and going the other way with this, like you said, through the evolution of the branch. Can you comment on that real quick?
No, that's exactly it. Again, I think we've all seen the statistics. Branch traffic is down. That got accelerated during COVID. Yeah. When we basically told people you can't come to a branch, you know, so our members have learned and picked up more the digital channels. So the branch needed to evolve anyway. But now we've got a situation where what is the real purpose of the branch? What is the role of the branch? Mm-hmm. And before it was cashing checks and doing other interactions. Now things that you can do. So what I do on the phone. So what we're trying to do is create an environment. Again, I want that personal interaction for the type of engagement that helps me in my financial journey. So to your point, we're actually looking to add 5 or so branches over the next few years.
Wow,
so we're looking to expand because there's I think it's pretty clear that even with the younger demographics, while they may not use the traditional branch as much as they used to, they're very, very involved when you change the purpose and the role of the branch. And we've noticed that in employment centers. The people that come tend to be younger. In fact, the average age of a member at a Planet Center branch is roughly 8 years younger than the rest of the membership.
Really?
They also tend to be much more involved. So they keep higher balances with us.
Yeah.
Their loan balances are higher. They're more engaged with the number of products and services that they use. So we think we've hit on the right approach of providing that member experience, value experience through the Planet Centers, but also in conjunction with our digital channels.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that because some of our older kids, obviously college age, and some of them are out of college, but when they were getting their first accounts, they wanted to go into a branch and talk to somebody to open up their accounts and talk to them about what options there are and stuff. So they really liked that. And it almost became kind of this, although they didn't use it and we don't use it all the time, but it's nice to have that security blanket. As I called it, you know, knowing that the branch is, you know, just a few blocks away, that if anything does go wacky or something, or they just have a question they need to go in, it's right there. So yeah, that's the way we see it as well. So yeah, I totally get what you're saying there. So last question for you here, Bob. So what advice, based on what you guys have learned through this whole process, and you guys are still going through the whole process, but what advice do you have for other credit unions doing something similar like this? Because I think this is not only really cool, but... Excuse me, but it's a lot of fun too, you know?
It is a lot of fun. You know, we involved 50 people credit union, in the creation, in the design, how we put this all together, how we rolled it out, prototyped it, and brought it out. So it is fun. The biggest thing, I guess, advice that I could give is create a strategy of how you want to focus on your members and then build the experience around that. Yeah. Don't be afraid to use technology. Don't be afraid to use technology vendors. Don't think you have to do it all yourself.
Right.
Partner, find the right niche. You know, we found something that works very well in our markets and our environment with our field of membership, but that won't apply to everywhere. Yeah. So figure out how you want to approach, how you want to promote a value to your membership, and then build the experience around it. Mm-hmm. And I can almost guarantee you it's not being a coffee shop like that.
I hear you on that one. Yeah, there's a lot of that going around for sure in other areas. So yeah, so good stuff. Anything else to add, Bob? This is fantastic stuff. Again, I love doing stories like this where credit unions are really pushing that proverbial envelope, and you guys are a great example of that. So anything else to add?
Well, thank you. No, From our standpoint, it really has been a perfect blend between finding something that the members want and need, an experience that's new and yeah, exciting and fun, but it's also really benefiting the credit union. So there's a business purpose behind this as well that is bearing out, and not only is it's showing up in the financials and the stats that I said earlier, but looking at the members, but all the way from older members who are, you know, finally getting a hold of their financial situation and planning for retirement, all the way to our youngest members who are just going into high school or graduating from college and are looking to set out on their life journey and really setting themselves up for success. So it's a great way to approach the membership and approach our mission of people helping people.
Yep,
so agreed. Kind of excited.
Indeed. Yeah, no doubt. Well, thank you for doing that. And thank you for your time today. I love doing stories like this. So kudos to you guys there at Workers for doing something like this. And really, again, pushing that proverbial envelope. This is what we need in this industry, you know, kind of a hit the refresh button as we come out of COVID and seeing what works and what doesn't, that type of stuff. And you guys are, again, a great example of that. So we thank you for that. So good stuff. All right, Bob.
Thanks again.
Yeah, this is awesome. Well done. Keep up the good work there, okay?
Will do.
All righty. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.